Most High. Better believe me, from the boondocks shall receive me. It pays to be kind, don't be greedy. It's the system moving so speedy. We don't need them, they need me. I told you, Rastafari.
Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight we have a very special show, even though I always say that. Tonight, as a kind of a stepping people who allowed the emotions of the tragedy to allow them to support a fucking wingnut for a president, policies by and for the corporations, for the war machine, for the Christian theocrats who are the equivalent of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and all kinds of other shit. However, even though we did the Deprogram America show 6 months later in March 2002, the nation has opened their eyes a little bit more. Pretty much everybody knows that Bush is a fuckhead, that the war is based on a lie and for oil profits, that there was no Iraq and 9/11 connection, and people are a little bit more awake, and we want to pry those eyes open just a little bit more and cut through the media crap, which continues to this day, which continues to this very day, thanks to a group of people who are way beyond even the word propagandists. They are beyond what Pravda ever was in the former Soviet Union. They are beyond what is said of Al Jazeera media in the Arab world. They are beyond any propagandists anywhere in the world. They are the lowest, even lower than Clear Channel, of the corporate media. We are, of course, talking about ABC / Disney, who could not wait to intensify the old propaganda that was laid onto people in the aftermath of September 11th, rewrite history, rewrite the 90s, and we're going to deal with that later as well. There's also a ton of good tunes, some spoken word stuff, some comedy, and a lot of goodies. We'll try to cram it all in. There's a show starting immediately after this one, the Seclusiastes radio show with Starkey and Dave 79. So we'll try to get as much in as possible. And, of course, we have an Asshole of the Week award. So let's get started with the first set of tunes. Let's see, we're going to play a new song by Darren Deicide, some Greg Palast, and a song, of course, for our propaganda masters at ABC Disney, and, of course, a song by Anti-Flag. But let's start with a song by Queer for Girls. This is entitled Star Spangled Hammer. Lord, make this machine work.
Getting all the parts back into the scene, looking at the subliminal mind fuck America.
Hear me out, man. See, I just lost my job and started out here on the streets, and I'm looking for a bite to eat. Don't you think you can just spare me a dollar? Just a dollar for a bite to eat, man. I'm hungry, I ain't pulling your chain. A dollar will get me a slice of pizza. Just a dollar. Just a dollar. Just a dollar. Just a dollar.
Just a dollar. Don't worry, I see where y'all are. Not just you, everyone who fell from the fray. And when I speak to you, it reminds me of the tightrope that I balance on. Please don't let me fall down into the depths in which you dwell. Your tear-strained eyes and your weathered skin tell me that it's a living hell. You see, my memories are all in a safe place, accounted for. Regardless of whether they're on the floor or in a drawer, I still have keys to the door. But you, like your words, are scattered. A mental landscape that was bombed and battered. And those bombs of life make me hide in my shelter, waiting for the bullhorns to stop. But they don't. And if I stay here, I don't think they won't.
Look, man, can't you just help me out, brother? I don't really have anywhere to go. Just 50 cents would help me get a bagel. It would help so much. It's getting cold, man. It would help so much. A cup of tea or coffee would help so much. It would help so much. It would help so much. It would help so much.
It would help so much, but I refuse to clutch onto this crutch. And I see, as I stand on this altar, I wait to cleanse my sins. But it does not begin to address who wins. Through thick and thin, I have discovered that this runs deeper than just from within, but... The bullhorns are closing in. The bullhorns are closing in. Keep the guilty spirit at bay, please. How do I make it appeased? But I know that is not the question amongst genuine people. I'm not some hippie trying to make my personal surrounding beautiful. I'm a revolutionary trying to lead a life that's dutiful. So I can throw him just 50 cents. And this might convince the soul of my innocence. But I know it won't make a difference. Maybe he'll get a hit and get lit. Or maybe he'll get lunch with it. But that 50 cents won't buy keys for those in bondage. That 50 cents won't lower the emperor's drawbridge. That 50 cents won't teach me to fish. That 50 cents won't help create what we all wish.
Don't you got a quarter? All I'm asking for is a quarter. Please, please, just a quarter. I don't normally stand out here doing this, understand? It's been so tough, man. So all I need is a quarter. Come on, man.
Yes, I know, but he doesn't seem to understand. Time is running through our hands like grains of sand, and yet we still don't have any hold on who's barking the commands. But if I take this quarter and keep my head above water, I live on to help stop the slaughter. This isn't about dog eat dog. This is about we eat them. But how can I tell this to someone who has nothing under him? My friend, your prognosis is grim, and chances are slim that you'll survive the game of sink or swim. But I did not commit these sins, and I refuse to begin this deadly cycle on which the fucked must keep the fucked from being fucked. Fuck! The bullhorns are closing in. The bullhorns are closing in. Why must I pay for these sins?
Anything you got, man, anything. I'm begging you, please, man. I just need some change. 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 I just need some change.
All right here! My brother. Peace. Until you run into another.
He still doesn't answer the questions. Who's winning? Who's winning this war on terror? Well, according to Forbes magazine, the winner of the war on terror, this quote from Forbes, is a company called ChoicePoint. Ooh, yeah, see, some of you may know. See, ChoicePoint, it kind of rings a bell. See, now, the very day, now, ChoicePoint on, let's see, the FBI was given a one, to give you an idea of how important this is. About 4 or 5 weeks ago, the Bush administration did announce that we had no money left to pay for the medical care of pregnant women on Medicaid. That same day, they announced $1 billion extra for the FBI's DNA program. And the number one contractor, no bid, supplier of the DNA information on you is a company called ChoicePoint. Okay. So who is more important than pregnant women? And they have other contracts, profiling in airports, immigration intakes. They've got a database of 16 billion records on Americans, and they are now building an international database for the FBI for data mining. So who are these guys who are winning the war on terror? And for that, you have to go back to the election of 2000. Now, I know what you're thinking. Move on, Greg. Get over it. But you have to know, you see, if you want to know what your future is, you have to know who these guys are. So going back to that election night of 2000, or the night after, actually, I was home, winding down, watching, I wasn't on my show, Michael Moore was on, and great guy. And but we're getting reports from our BBC crews in Florida. You see one black face after another saying, I tried to vote, I couldn't vote. My name wasn't on the voter rolls. Again and again. Conspiracy nut that I am. Now, for those of you who saw Politically Incorrect, you know that I've been called a left-wing conspiracy nut, which, you know, gets a big laugh from the conspirators, right? Yeah, so I'm watching all these black people come from the TV camera. About, by the way, that BBC, we're allowed to show black people who aren't criminals. And it's true. It's true. And so I'm thinking that there's like a computer program that's reaching in and erasing black names, names of black voters off the voter rolls. You know? And so I thought I'd show you the program, which I got from Catherine Harris's office. There it is. See? This is it. This is what elected your president. Thank you.
you asked me about that Taliban. Aren't they some rock band or something? I think we agree the past is over.
The Queen, America, to rule the airwaves. Then stamp like Donald on our leader's head. He's always in disorder. I'll say the Queen, we're feeling hell and heaven. Got ourselves a brand new death machine. Cause the man lift, man lift, man lift. Planes hijacked and planes that bomb. Death is death wherever it's from. Death is death wherever it's from.
And restore honesty and dignity to the Oval Office in the White House. It's clearly a budget. It's got a lot of numbers in it. Don't mess with Texas.
Queen, 2% of all the money. The economic terrorists have hijacked our boats and sold our souls for nothing.
Allah save the Queen.
From the scheming Bush and Blair team. Planes hijacked and planes that bomb. Death is death wherever it's from. Death is death wherever it's from.
I know what I believe, and I believe what I believe is right. Well, just make sure they don't go bomb the Taj Mahal. I saw that on a postcard once. Looks like a nice shopping mall. I know how hard it is for you to put food on your family. I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Save Queens, Iran and San Francisco. In fact, all the lands on the airline fracture. They're gonna get hit, they're gonna get hit.
Save the Queen.
Money, oil, Monsanto soil. The snakes through Vinia can hear them hit. Mohammed and Christ never died for this. Mohammed and Christ never died for this. Death is death wherever it's.
No, 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 there's not going to be any press conference today. Not in English, not in French, not in Mexican.
Selling up, what better when they're losing votes than to erupt into the united sound of war fever. We need unity now, more than ever. We shall only attack to righteously defend. Paranoia slips in. Are you one of us? Or one of them? Are you one of us? Or one of them? Are you one of us? Or one of them? Are you one of us? Or one of them?
Lord, this is Reverend Bookburn. We call on you in prayer. We call on you because we are under the cultural domination of the king and queen pins of the corporate media. Lord, this nation, this, excuse the word, culture, is being bombarded by a piece of hysteria issued by ABC/Disney, what they're calling a docudrama from far right-wing authors affiliated with David Horowitz, religious right leaders, and professional for a living Clinton bashers. we know that the docudrama is intended to reverse the eye. Flag doing War Sucks, Let's Party. Before that, NOTA did Propaganda Control. Carpet Bombers for Peace did Allah Save Queens. The Hollywood Studio Orchestra did the French National Anthem. Where you can check out about a dozen shows from the past that are free. And that goes up to 2000 outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend, write to Quayle, as in Dan Nunnutz Quayle, the biggest fucking retarded person after Reagan and before George W. Nunnutz, corporate criminal Enron Hill, war criminal, 9/11 exploiter, fourth generation of a crime family, Bush, Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org, and at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Next week on The Reverend Is In, a first-time theme that we're going to do, and it's probably going to be repeated two or three times, because at a friend's house after a Kathy Lick funeral, the Reverend had an outburst of creativity, especially over this theme, and there's about two or three shows worth of material for that, as well as some great songs to go with it. So we're going to do, for the first time, next Sunday night, the theme White Illegal Aliens. That's right, those fucking illegal aliens that came over here from Europe with their white faces to not only devastate the livelihoods of the native peoples who were already here, but also to destroy their fucking lives. So anyway, we're going to deal with white illegal aliens next Sunday night, and we might revisit that at an appropriate holiday like Columbus Day or something worse. Next week, white illegal aliens. In 2 weeks, The Hitchhiker's Guide Through Time Warps. That's right. The Reverend, being clergy, has such an in with the Lord himself that the Reverend has been granted special permission by the Lord, in fact, is going to be escorted by the Lord through time, backwards in time. And so I already know some of the things to expect. Like, I know we're going to meet Emma Goldman. I know we're going to see a little bit of the Sacco and Vanzetti trial. We're going to see the Holy Christian Crusades, complete with a lot of torture and witch burnings and other acts of hysteria. We're going to go back to the days when priests first became forbidden to marry. We're going to get to experience Joe McCarthy, the subject of the Good Night, Good Luck film. We're even going to get to visit Nixon, and I'm trying to negotiate an opportunity to see the Beatles live, but I think I'm pushing my luck with the Lord. We're going to visit the cultures that were annihilated and replaced with white illegal immigrant culture and religion, and snuffing out their own culture. So we're going to warn the Africans, the Latin Americans, the Caribbeans, and of course the Native Americans that, in fact, the Americans are coming. And let's see, we'll visit Nixon, and I believe the Lord is even going to let me have a glimpse of J. Edgar Hoover and drag, former FBI director, now deceased. And I'm also trying to talk him into letting, I'm trying to let him give me a glimpse of Kurt Cobain, since he is the subject of so many books and films by assholes. And so we can report the truth, and instead of all the silly horseshit that comes out in his name. So in 2 weeks, The Hitchhiker's Guide Through Time Warps, the Lord will take the Reverend back through time. And the show after that, whenever we can do it, assuming that the Reverend can make it here and that the studio is up and running, the theme after that will be along the lines of the rehab shows we did for pedophile priests. The theme will be Abstinence Makes the Church Grow Fondlers. And it sure does. And that will be in 3 weeks. So lots of great stuff to come. Postings and updates always at ReverendBookburn.com. And there's way too much news. As usual, I overplanned. I was even going to do book excerpt readings, but I'm not going to do that because there's way too much shit on this paper. So, all of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is 9/11, Eyes Wide Open. And at first I thought, well, there's so much to rant and rave about from all of the manipulation and propaganda that comes out of 9/11 at none of this is to be insensitive to anybody. It is to say that we're to be free of the manipulation that followed, the playing on people's emotions and manipulating them into buying retard ribbons, waving flags, holding crosses, and saying that if you feel anything for these victims, then you will do exactly as we tell you, think as we tell you, believe what we tell you, and let us pass all kinds of policies and generally fuck up the world, our own nation, and you. So we're going to go against that. And so we're going to start off with something very basic, which is that the difference between a terrorist matter to these anti-terrorism people or fatherland is politically soldier. They are, of course, a war combatant, and that is the difference. So given that definition, there is, of course, zero difference, which is that all are some of which beyond recognition. So again, this is to say that all terrorism is a horror, but that at the same time, for Bush to condemn the terrorist, to talk about the terror, is like a rapist talking about the criminals. He is not somebody even remotely in a position to talk about the terrorists. Now that we have that covered, if you are politically different than anybody in the September 11th cast of characters, or if you don't like what one group of survivors or widows or widowers say, you don't say, well, fuck the people from September 11th, because that is insanely insensitive and inappropriate. You discuss it and you debate it. You don't become a fucking monster like this Ann Coulter, who wrote a book partially for the purpose of trashing this widow's organization of September 11th people who are lost. And that was one of the purposes of it, but another was to heavily plagiarize from a handful of anti-abortion sites, but that's another discussion. And let's see, there's so much to talk about just with that, but we want to, when we come back, we want to talk about the Oliver Stone film, the fucking what the Taliban were like 2 days after September 11th and September 15th, Reverend Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson rubbing knickers on TV. All that's to come. I'm already talked out. So you're hearing Anti-Flag in the background, I heard there was some brief technical difficulties, but that is done. So let's play some songs. Let's see. Plus we'll play a little David Cross. But first, let's play an overdue message from the toys.
Keep murdering, the churches keep a burning, the rapists keep a raping, and the tide ain't turning. Uncle Sam, for all your power, things get worse every hour. It seems to me your energy's a wasting, chasing my friends and me. Leave us pot smokers alone, Uncle Sam. Leave us pot smokers alone. The terrorists keep terrorizing, our leaders keep a lying, the haters keep a hating. The problems of society were not caused by my friends and me. So hey, Uncle Sam, hey there, Uncle Sam.
Leave us pot smokers alone,
Uncle Sam.
Leave us pot smokers alone.
How many innocent people gonna be imprisoned? Just peace and love and sleep off them brotherhood freaks. A touch of Mother Nature never made nobody violent, never made nobody hate nobody, don't break nobody's peace. Since we've never been told to be harmful, don't you tell me no lies with your caffeine, codeine, nicotine eyes. The cannabis man has just recently, just since 1938, to re-legalize it, realize it. You made a big mistake.
Hey, Uncle Sam!
Hey there, Uncle Sam!
Leave us pot smokers alone,
Uncle Sam.
Leave us pot smokers alone,
Uncle Sam.
Leave us pot smokers alone. Leave us pot smokers alone,
Uncle Sam. Understand, I love you, but leave me alone.
To make his blue eyes brown, 'cause gonna make my brown eyes blue.
Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses on my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. Well, I'm freaking sick and tired of turning on the news and seeing the religious right's ungodly fight to take our right to choose when to bear our children, who to love and how. Education and protection if we're just practicing for now. So look, obey a book if that's what works for you. But I don't tell you how to pray, so don't you tell me how to screw. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. So you are screaming bloody murder about the Taliban regime for subjugating women and being too extreme and basing legislation on some ancient holy book. Does that sound a bit familiar? Here's a mirror, have a look. And as for the Ten Commandments, they need one more at least. Thou shalt never cover up the acts of pervert priests. But how they let that happen? Unless they just abhor us. Well, anyway, adds another layer to the chorus. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. So you'll execute a person and then protect a single cell, but mercy kill the terminally ill and you're going straight to hell. I don't know much about the word of God, far be it from me, but I can tell you what it ain't. That's hypocristianity. Well, I am not anti-Christian. Before you grab a rope, there is beauty in religion and joy and love and hope, and we're all looking for that answer, some colossal cosmic cause. But who the fuck are you to turn your views into my laws? It's just believers in the Bible that would have abortion banned. Anti-choice agnostics, I could count them on one hand. As for killing babies, I've got but one retort. If someone raped your daughter, George, you'd bring her to a board. And if some young girl from your church shows up with child or some infection, because you told her what a horrid sin it was to use protection, well, one day you'll face the pearly gates. And what you gonna say? When that long-haired Jewish peacenik sends your ass the other way, saying, keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears, and your crosses off my walls. I'm had it up to here with all the bibliophiles you spew. Keep your Jesus off my penis. Well, at least that's what I will do. Yeah, keep your Jesus off my penis. Keep my penis.
Virgin Mother, but Mary thought that was weird. Mary said, I'm not a virgin, I blew a guy last year. But then Gabriel said to Mary, my child, have no fear. Cause you can suck all the dick you want and still be a virgin. Mary, you can suck all the dick you want and still not be considered flawed. Although you went to town and suck some semen down, you're still a virgin in the eyes of God. There was no room at the inn when Mary and Joseph kissed the young Mary. How would she pay for it?
Gather some help. Do unto others as you would do unto them. You would not want someone to my livelihood. You don't shut me off on a Sunday until I can get other service. This is not right. This is not right. I want to speak with someone who believes in God, who knows to believe do what Jesus would do, and would not treat me like this. I want to speak with someone like that.
Has that flag waving, cheerleading, rah rah bullshit stopped or died down at all? Really? It's still going? Fucking, oh, what a bummer that shit is. Oh, I get it. The first, like, week, I get it. I get it, especially when it's, like, you know, firemen around. You wave it at the firemen, you go, yeah. But, I mean, after, like, 4 months, you know, and you see these fucking, you know, trophy wives with their fucking $80,000 Lexus SUVs driving around with flags, you're like, shut the fuck up. Stop it. You're just encouraging... more bomb. Stop it. And he didn't. You, it's just a completely empty gesture. It's like, what does that mean to you? I mean, united we stand. It's so fucking such an empty gesture. It's so full of like this crass commercialization. Like, you know, fucking 24 hours after those fucking buildings went. May go down in history as the worst president we've ever had. Like the worst. I mean, like really bad, dangerously bad. Like. And I don't mean like in a Millard Fillmore, James Polk kind of way. I mean like, you know, it's fucking nuts, man. It's that guy is so, you know, I can't wait till water is $20 a gallon, but we still got our $1.50 gas. That's good. We still got our $1.62 gas, but water's $20 a gallon, and you know, all our food is biogenetically enhanced. It's better. The pioneers were fucking suckers, man. Indians are fucking dumb. That's why they're extinct, motherfucker. Hey, Indians, get a Bible, then we'll talk, all right? It's called Manifest Destiny. Look it up. It's in the book we wrote. Thank you. You know, everybody's going, like, what a great job he's doing on the war on terrorism. And first of all, let's admit it. The war on terrorism is a fucking joke. You cannot win a war on terrorism. It's like having a war on jealousy, you know? You ain't gonna win it, man. That's fucking ridiculous. It's an absurd notion. There's no, at no point in time ever are we gonna go, whew, got them all, everybody loves us again. No, that ain't gonna happen, man. All we're doing is making more terrorists. Every day we make brand new terrorists all over the world, you know, because people fucking hate us again. You know, everybody's treating him like, you know, he's really doing this great job. Like, wow, he's real. What a great leader he is. What a wonderful leader. Like, man, those planes hit. He was out there and he bombed that country. And who the fuck wouldn't have bombed the... He's only doing, you know, anybody would have... Nader would have done that. Nader would have fucking bombed Afghanistan. It's not a big deal. I mean, what the fuck did we expect? He's only doing the job that we sort of not really actually didn't elect him to do. I mean, that's not cause for celebration, you know? I mean, I don't come all over the place when the guy at the donut store gets my order right. You know, I'm not going to fucking give this guy a motherfucking parade. I mean, what did we expect he was going to do? The planes were going to hit and he was going to hole up in a Motel 8 with a bottle of Jack just crying in the corner going, I don't know what to do! I don't want to be president! I don't know what to do! No, that's not his job. That's the vice president's job, apparently. I mean, we're all treating him like he came in third place in the Special Olympics, you know? As a nation, we're like, hey, good job. You're doing a great job there, buddy. Look at you. No more tears. No tears. Come on, you did good, you did good. Look, here's a reporter who wants to talk to you, wants to ask you a question. You want to talk to them? Don't ask that question. Do not ask that question. Not for 2 years do you ask that question. Don't mind him. He's an enemy. Oh, man. That, it's fucking ridiculous. It's embarrassing. I mean, you know, he's the same fucking moron he was on the 10th, you know? It's not like the planes hit and he ran around the White House taking genius pills or something. What happened? Oh my God, where are the genius pills? And we will shine a light of justice on them. And we will smoke those evildoers out of their cave. Oh fuck, I took the hyperbole pills instead. I took the wrong pills. I took the wrong pills. The pills that made me talk like an eighth grader. Who put those pills there? And it's so, I mean, that's the thing. Like, everybody's focusing on the war of terrorism, which is that much, if you can see that. That's that much of what he does. It's about that much. I'll put it down here. It's about that much. And nobody's fucking paying attention to all the fucking truly evil shit he's doing and he can get away with using the war on terrorism and the fucking thousands of people who died as an excuse to push through every shitty agenda, roll back civil rights, women's rights, you know.
Sorry, dear listeners, but Radio Volta has experienced some technical difficulty, mainly with the audio stream. Yes, I do record the Reverend shows, and yes, I don't have a clue what to do with those moments of silence when the signal goes dead, except put in a sound effect or something. Back over to you, Reverend Bookburn.
Some of them are mines. Let's send Stumpy. Stumpy, get out there. Come on. For every family member that died in the American bombing, I got a pudding cup. I have 7 pudding cups! Thank you, Uncle Sam! Yeah, that's good. Fucking people hate us. The rest of the world hates us, understandably. You know what? I would like to go abroad. I'd like to expand my fucking cultural horizons. I would. But I can't now. Because, you know, and it sucks because apparently, you know, George Bush's, expansion of cultural horizons, you know, didn't get past doing fucking shooters at Senor Frogs in Cabo San Lucas. I mean that fucking bullshit lie about how he cares about us. You know what? He doesn't give a fuck about any of you. He doesn't give a fuck about you or you or you or your mommy or your granny or your street or your town. He doesn't give a flying fuck about any of you. And all that fucking bullshit lie about how he's just like us. He's just down home boy. He's just a good old boy from Midland, Texas. I'm a straight shooter, man. I'm a Washington outsider. I'm such a Washington outsider, and just like you, because I'm sure all y'all had the same kind of upbringing, just like me, you know, where your daddy was head of the CIA and then ambassador to China, vice president for 8 years, and then president of the United States for 4 years. Yeah, I'm just like you. I'm a good old boy, Midland, Texas. I'm just a hillbilly crowd. And go, hey, Jeb, Neil, give me them silver spoons. I'm going to do a little silver spoon jingle jango. Oh, silver spoon Crawford, Texas jingle jango. Just like y'all. And now we're going to spend $49 billion on defense, and they're still talking about a fucking missile defense shield. In this day and age, it's been fucking 20 years. They're still talking about a missile defense shield. What the fuck is a missile defense shield, and how does it work? Nobody has told us. Nobody. They take our money, take money out of our pockets, and then it's going towards this missile defense shield, and nobody explains what it is. And you sit there and you press them. What is a missile defense shield? How does it work? Well, since you really want to know, quite simply, a missile defense shield is a net made of magic held in place by pixies. Security. He's going to take Social Security and invest it in the stock market. That's fucking insane, man. Have you followed the fucking stock market? I mean, why not just fucking bet it on a horse, you know? What the fuck? Why don't you take all of our future ability to house ourselves and medicate ourselves and feed ourselves and clothe ourselves and put it all on Papa's mustache in the third? Yeah! That's good! Come on, Papa's mustache! Come on! Oh, boy, this is going to be big. Yeah. And John Ashcroft, our attorney general. John Ashcroft. Fucking, that guy is the most Russian of all. That guy is the most Russian and Chinese of all of his entire cabinet. I mean, that's, he's the attorney general. This is a guy who couldn't fucking get elected. After he had served for 4 years in his home state, he lost the election to a dead man. Did you know that? John Ashcroft, he'd already served, and now he's running for election, lost to a guy who'd been dead for 7 weeks. Calico cats are a sign of the devil. They're messengers, they're harbingers of the devil. Do you know that? He believes that. You're attorney general. believes that black tabbies are harbingers of the devil. That's what he believes. And let's extrapolate that a little bit. That means that the Attorney General actually believes in the devil. He believes in a little red guy in the big fiery fire and brimstone place that's way below us. We haven't figured it out, found where it is. I mean, it's billions and billions of light years. I think it takes 17 million years to get there, to hell or heaven. But it's somewhere down here, you know, somewhere way down here when you go straight down to it, unless, of course, the Earth is rotated, and then you have to go up and then around, and then they, you know, because Earth, hell is always there. I don't think it just rotates with the Earth. I'm not sure how that works, but they didn't have science when they wrote the Bible, so they're fucking morons anyway, so they're all guessing that it's down here. It's way below us. The Prince of Darkness got in a fight and got thrown out of heaven. And then, so that means he believes in devil guy with fucking tail with a hook in it and horns, you know, and a pitchfork. He's a little guy with a pitchfork. I'm the devil. Hey, devil, what do you got that pitchfork for? That's for, so I can do my hay work. All the hay that burns up on contact here in hell. No, all right, well, I'll tell you what it's for. My pitchfork is to give evildoers little pokes in the tuchus.
Can I hear my impression of Bob Dylan doing his impression of the last Jello Biafra spoken word album?
If I fall beautiful. God, it's God, I say God.
You heard report suspicious activity doing Guantanamo. Before that, Knob Dylan and the Knobsoletes did On the Road Again. David Cross did My Wife's Crazy and Flying on a Mexican Airplane. And that was from the incredible comedy CD of his entitled Shut Up, You Fucking Baby. Before that, from South Park, you heard The Virgin Mary. From Eric Swartz, you heard Keep Your Jesus Off My Penis. From Cheech and Chong, the soundtrack to Next Movie, you heard Mexican Americans. And started off with The Toys doing Hey Uncle Sam, Leave Us Pot Smokers Alone. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is 9/11, Eyes Wide Open. And apologies from all of us for technical difficulties. As I understand it, it's on again, off again. We do not have the great Mr. Ed here doing engineering, and it seems to be taking itself out and then putting itself back on with little to no actions from us over here. So, can't explain it. Sorry about the technical fuck-ups. Hopefully that'll be minimized or even better, eliminated. Tonight the theme is 9/11, Eyes Wide Open, and that's been the reason why we brought back a lot of our old 9/11 related hits. And it's not to be insensitive to the people who either were lost or lost somebody there, and the Reverend almost lost somebody there. But it is to oppose all terrorism from all sides, meaning the politically motivated killing of civilians. It is, whether it is a religious nutcase group or a far-right wing group or an any-wing group, it's just plain fucked up and deranged, and we oppose all of it. And also, we want to say that it is time for the manipulation of the corporate media to end. So all of this yank your genitals with yellow ribbons and flags and crosses and listen to the presidential numbnuts' speech and say, yeah, we're united together. It is time for such delusions to end. And even though most of the nation is more woken up than when we broadcasted the Deprogram America show in March 2002, which is in the audio archives at reverendbookburn.com, we still find it necessary to promote Eyes Wide Open in view of the presentation and fear factoring of the ultimate propagandists, ABC/Disney, who are stooping as low. It's as if they believe that it still is September 2001, and people will buy and swallow any bullshit and not question things that Oliver Stone failed, of all people, failed to question in his movie. Like, what about the Saudis who are friends with the Bushes and the oil companies? What about the and the fact that all but four of the hijackers were Saudis? What about the warnings? What about the Carlyle Group that has members of the Bush family, other oil king and queen pins, and so many Saudis, including members of Bin Laden's family? And 150 other questions that Oliver Stone, who gave the world Platoon, one of the greatest films of all time, JFK, Wall Street, Born on the 4th of July, and his kind of mellower movie, Nixon, failed to ask. All right. Now, these are the questions that need to be asked, and Oliver Stone did not ask them. It's as if Karl Rove made that movie. It was well made in terms of effects and cinematography and, of course, emotionally, but he failed to ask any pertinent questions. So, the movie to see is Iraq for Sale, which is at iraqforsale.org, as well as revisiting, if you've already seen it, Fahrenheit 9/11, Noam Chomsky's book called 9/11, and the books in the very recent, most recent posting at reverendbookburn.com. In particular, September 11th and the U.S. War, Beyond the Curtain of Smoke, and in particular, the essay on page 59, U.S. Terrorists, by Con Hallinan. Looking back at September 11th, it wasn't just the nutcases like Ann Coulter and Jerry Falwell and John Ashcroft who were shocking, but also the corporate media horrors at Clear Channel, who did their infamous no playlist for over 150 songs, including John Lennon's Imagine, Peter, Paul, and Mary's Leaving on a Jet Plane, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and When I Die, I guess it's predictable, Black Sabbath's War Pigs. So, yes, Clear Channel, of course, joined in that ever-growing Hall of Shame, as well as Rudy Giuliani, who decided that some of the apartments that were donated in New York City for the exhausted Twin Towers rescue workers were better put to use when he went to those apartments as mayor to bring his mistresses. Yes, another proponent of Christian morality and family values. Alright, I'm so fucking talked out. And I am really hoping that we are now streaming without complications, since we do not have Mr. Ed to help us. So let's play another song. You're hearing reports of suspicious activity in the background, but not any longer, because we're going to play another set and then make sure we have everything covered so we can have time for farewell songs before the great Seclusiasis show starts. Let's play an old song way back from the 70s by Brian Eno. This is entitled Burning Airlines Give You So Much More.
When I got back home, cross-legged on the floor.
You like a chicken. I want to stuff you from the inside. My whole existence is deep fried fowl. And 1,008 unhatched eggs are gonna crack under the weight of Colonel Sanders with his cotton picking killing cutlass on the prowl. He's gonna bone that chicken. He's gonna bone it good.
Bone it good.
He's just another racist redneck chicken slayer funding his frying sessions with the help of those other boys in the hoods. And I listen astounded as I watch his TV commercials with chirpy beach bikini models ripping into chicken gut, mopped up with mayonnaise, coleslaw, glucose rolls, and powdered potato muck. I watch in disgust as they suck back the poultry fat, doing promotional crap for a bigot-making mucus puke, motioning my tummy to chuck and have a nutritional spat. He winks on about his secret 11 herbs and spices, but there ain't one herb or spice in his crumbled chook. That racist son of a bitch is just another capitalist fascist crook. His only secret is how he managed to escape the Civil War and keep on cooking for his cause and open up more stores. Because KFC is a motherfucker. KFC is a motherfucker. KFC is a motherfucker. All the ever ready to the beheaded hens in battery cages. That Colonel Sanders is way alkaline, fattening up for the final crumb down, being fed their own shit, what goes around, ending up in a gassy mess of Pepsi, slob of corn, sickly green peas. What you see isn't what you get, and the evidence is easily relieved by a lemony towelette. Mr. Sanders is so casually misunderstood, he pecks at the till to fund a greater evil and not a greater good. He didn't always have that creepy smile, but one was engraved upon his face. Obviously some marketing jerk thought Ronald had a point of smiling when behaving with such disgrace. Even Richard III thought to murder with a smile. How could Sanders stand up to any trial when Ronald put the people's right to libel in its place? But he ain't no dear old grandpa who can offer sound advice. He'd advise you to burn your boyfriend on a cross if he wasn't colored white like a Western Christian Christ. And all the smiles in the world couldn't tempt me to swallow the fat drenched fry up he serves in his poultry abattoir. That smile on his face just can't erase all the times he stoked the fire, because KFC is a motherfucker. KFC is a motherfucker. KFC is a motherfucker. So come on, every chicken unite. This ain't gonna be some song sung by Gonzo on the Muppet Show tonight. Roosters, muster your flock and fasten your muzzles. This will be the charge of your final victorious cockfight. We're gonna grill us up some of Sanders' little helpers. Dumbstruck, drumstick, juice dribbling, low-wage bucket, and droopy-eyed, unimpressed, spotty-faced elves, wet behind the ears and unsure of themselves. With that wrinkled turkey, Sanders flaming on a rotating spit. So chickens, get with it. Ruffle your feathers. So chickens, be in it. Sharpen your beak. So chickens, believe it. Because you're gonna take flight for your ride, not to end up hot and spicy. Because you're gonna take flight for your right not to end up hot and spicy. Cause the KFC means the KKK, food cooked with spite. Because KFC is a motherfucker. KFC is a motherfucker. KFC is a motherfucker.
We'll be right back. send you down to war. And when you ask them how much should we give, they only answer
of the federal government, working in conjunction with white-collar criminals, are now sharing intelligence with the CIA.
Hip hip. Hip hip. Hip hip.
You will preserve the terrorists from tyrants.
For sure, an attack like 9/11 happens again.
Elevating the Office of Homeland Security to the rank of a cabinet-level department.
Analysts will be responsible for imagining the worst. Working in conjunction with white-collar criminals.
For sure, an attack like 9/11 happens again.
It will bring together our best scientists to develop technologies.
America. We will preserve the terrorists and tyrants.
Congress has mandated that by 2005, the Department of Justice build an entry-exit system that tracks virtually all of this country.
Whether it be at your airports, on the border, or law enforcement, the whole mission of the federal government, working in conjunction with white-collar criminals, are now sharing intelligence with the CIA.
The staff of this new department will be largely drawn from the agencies we are combining. Banning duplication and overlap, we will spend less on overhead.
Working in conjunction with white-collar criminals,
we will preserve the terrorists and tyrants.
America, my love, sweet.
reaction on Capitol Hill has been generally positive.
I'm sure that an attack like 9/11 happened again.
Border Patrol, Customs Service, immigration officials, the Transportation Security Administration, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure-thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long-suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Once again. Yes, I'm talking about ABC/Disney, the presenters of the so-called docudrama about September 11th, to manipulate people into blaming the Clinton administration. You know, the administration that was blocked during the Kosovo War and his attempts to go after Al-Qaeda by the new Republican peace advocates who would say or do anything to be opposed to him and to focus on Rick a blowjob. ABC, Disney, you are assholes of the week. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Mick O'Brien did the parody, God Bless America. Articles of Faith did Buy This War. Vic Bondi did Fortunate Son. The Dicks did No Fucking War. Killing Joke did Follow the Leaders. Rupert DaCosta A. Silva did KFC is a Motherfucker. And started off with Eno doing Burning Airlines Give You So Much More. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight has been 9/11 Eyes Wide Open. Check out updates at ReverendBookburn.com. Next week is White Illegal Aliens. The show after that is Hitchhiker's Guide Through Time Warps. And after that, Abstinence Makes the Church Grow Fondlers. Check out HuffingtonPost.com/Max-Blumenthal for a great expose on the ABC Disney assholes. Future shows will have a reading from BarricadeBooks.com on the legitimate Timothy Leary biography. And remember that tomorrow is not Patriot Day, but Oppose Terrorism from All Assholes Who Do It Day. And we're going to go into a track from Dropping Food on Their Heads Is Not Enough, a benefit CD for the women of Afghanistan. The track is by ESL and is entitled Kabul Waltz. And these patient young DJs can interrupt it at any point of their choosing and launch into their great show. See you next week. Good night.